keeping you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Marina Flores with 13 News. The White House is telling states that sent out SNAP money to reverse the action after the Supreme Court granted Donald Trump an order temporarily pausing full payments. The governor's office confirmed yesterday that full benefits are already issued to Kansas recipients and that they should use them like usual. Governor Laura Kelly answered questions about the situation yesterday, stating that Kansas doesn't have the money to give back. And two people from Junction City were killed late yesterday morning on I-70 in Waubonsie County. The Kansas Highway Patrol says the crash happened around 11:30, about 3 miles west of Paxico. A Jeep was traveling eastbound on I-70 and drifted into the median. The driver and the passenger of the Jeep, 63-year-old Cheryl Martin and 65-year-old Perry Martin, were both pronounced dead at the scene. The other driver was not hurt.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Get ready for a great night of supporting wildlife habitat right here in North Central Kansas. Join the Wakanda Ringnecks Chapter 586 of Pheasants Forever for their annual banquet. Saturday, November 15th at the Beloit Municipal Building. Doors open at 5 for social hour games and raffles with awesome prizes including multiple guns, a 24-gun safe, 2 youth lifetime hunting licenses, and tons more. A delicious meal from Big T's Catering and beverages are included, all while supporting conservation efforts for future generations of hunters and outdoor lovers. Don't miss the excitement. Mark your calendars for November 15th and join the Wakanda Ringnecks Pheasants Forever Banquet in Beloit.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Highs around 70 today under mainly clear skies, winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. 36 tonight. High temperatures reach up to 64 tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Temperatures above average Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 60s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Right now, it's 52 degrees.
Looking for an insurance company that truly understands your needs? Look no further than Linton Insurance, your trusted local insurance expert. They pride themselves on delivering insurance solutions tailored just for you. Whether it's auto, home, or life insurance, Linton Insurance has you covered. They work closely with you to find the right coverage at the right price and are there when you need them most, guiding you through the claims process with care and efficiency. Don't leave your insurance needs to chance. Call Linton Insurance 738-5128 or visit them on North Mill in Beloit.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports. I'm Dan Lucero. The Kansas City Royals have hired a new president of business operations. Cullen Maxey joins the Royals organization after spending the last 20 seasons with the Arizona Diamondbacks. For the past 16 years, he was the Diamondbacks' Executive Vice President of Business Operations and Chief Revenue Officer. Maxey will oversee all business operations, while General Manager J.J. Piccolo will remain in charge of baseball operations. Brooks Sherman shifts into a new role in the front office as the President of Real Estate and Development, allowing him to oversee the organization's search for a new ballpark location. Maxey's responsibility will be on the broadcast side, with the Royals needing to renegotiate their cable and TV distribution deal following this season. The Royals have re-upped with FanDuel Sports Network to continue to carry their games for 2025. KIN Sports, I'm Dan Lucero.
I don't know about you, but by the end of the day, my contacts feel like they're full of dust and my eyes totally miserable. I hate wearing glasses, but eye drops just don't cut it anymore. During my checkup at the Eye Care Center, Dr. Thompson told me about IPL, Intense Pulse Light Therapy. It's a painless, in-office treatment plan that targets the cause of dry and irritated eyes. A long-term solution. That's it. I'm in. Are you? Call the Eye Care Center in Smith Center or Beloit at 738-3816 and ask about IPL today. The Eye Care Center, because you deserve comfort. Eyes.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics.
And now for your Sports Bite.
As we celebrate this Veterans Day, we thank you, the vet who has defended our country. Thank you for your bravery defending our beautiful country. We have what we have only because of selfless people like you. You have sacrificed so much for complete strangers like me, and words can never express my gratitude for what you have done. God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you on Veterans Day. Northern Plains League All-League Volleyball has been released. On the first team, Allie Beck, senior from Rock Hills, Kendra Gingler, junior, St. John's Tipton, Linnell Gingler, senior, St. John's Tipton, Hallie Meisner, senior, Rock Hills, Lily Pankos, sophomore, Sylvan Lucas, Bethany Semelink, senior, Rock Hills. Second team selections on the Northern Plains League All-League Volleyball team include Daisy Beck, senior, Rock Hills, Brecken Carr, freshman, St. John's Tipton, Peyton Clark, sophomore, Osborne, Savannah Coyle, senior, Rock Hills, Harley Nelson, senior, Sylvan Lucas, Levy Reiner, senior, Osborne. Third team, Northern Plains League All-League Volleyball, Allison Adams, senior, Tescott, Alyssa Lopez, senior, Lincoln, Jaden Meitler, sophomore, Sylvan Lucas, Chloe Reimer, senior, Thunder Ridge, J.C. Remus, junior, Lakeside, Sophia Robeson, senior, Natoma. Honorable mention, Northern Plains All-League Volleyball include Addison Bergman, sophomore, St. John's Tipton, Josie Boyles, junior, Lakeside, Claire Eilert, sophomore, Osborne, Addison Schmidt, senior, Lakeside, Ethne Sheldon, junior, Lincoln, and Peyton Tweedy, senior, Thunder Ridge. Congratulations, all of the Northern Plains League All-League Volleyball selection. Three Smith Center Lady Red volleyball players were among the MCL All-League Volleyball selections. The Mid-Continent League had senior Lily Highland as a libero, MCL first team, junior Leah McKelvey, MCL second team as middle hitter, middle blocker, and Zoe Nixon, a junior middle hitter, middle blocker, MCL honorable mention. The Smith Center Lady Red finished second in the Mid-Continent League tournament and won the regional at Colby before being upended in the sub-state semifinals by champion and undefeated Ellenwood at Ellenwood.
Hi, this is Dawson Johnson with Midway Co-op. This holiday season, I am thankful for Downs Medical Center. It's so easy to run over for a quick DOT physical when we need one. Thank you for shopping local this holiday season. Thank you for shopping Downs. We couldn't do it without you.